531.
And you describe in your statement that Arbor House was totally different to Epuni?
Yeah.
Because
Arbor House is totally different. It was still a boys' home, but it was like a foster home as well. There weren't no tough guys or gangsters or any secure units or anything like that. It was more laid back. It was more like a family kind of atmosphere at that place. It was a lot laid back.
And then a lot of what you described about the sexual activity happening at Epuni also was happening at Arbor House?
Yep, pretty much. First got there was only boys there. But later on there was a mixture of girls from the surrounding suburbs, Carleton, Featherston. Yeah.
And in terms of schooling, you attended Greytown School?
Yep. I went to Greytown Primary. I was the only dark fella, Māori, Pacific Islander in the class. There was only a couple of us in the whole school. My fond memories of that, my teacher was, he looked kind of like that guy on Pink Floyd, The Wall. The teacher, he looked exactly like it. And he took me out of the classroom quite a lot. And I don't know what it was, but he didn't like me at all.
And you said that you he'd often pick on you.
Yeah, well, anything went down with the other guys in the class, I'll be the one that was getting dragged out. Telling me I'm no good, you're going to amount to nothing, blah, 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 send me off to the principal's office. He'd look at me, it's the same thing. Because I said bullets, he would have shot me, you know. The principal was just as scary looking as the teacher. I don't know why they treated me like that.
And shortly after that, you attended college.
Yeah, went to McCaw College in Mast.
And what was it like at school when you attended?
I didn't pay much attention at college. I did pay a lot of attention when it was lunchtime and we went down the back of the field and smoked cigarettes, and one of the boys' family was black power, so he had weed and we sniffed petrol and went back to the next subject after lunch, pretty high.
So you were sniffing glue at that time, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's what you mean by getting high?
Yep.
Anything else about Arbor House before we move on to Horrorville?
Nah, not really.
So, moving on to Horrorville, and that's at paragraph 87 of your statement.
Yeah.
Where was that? Where was Horrorville?
Horrible was on the back road towards Manukino and back road to Petaruru and took it all.
And who ran that?
The Salvation Army.
And I understand from your statement that this, in comparison to your previous care institutes, that this was a bit more laid back, is how you described it?
Yeah. Pretty laid back. It was out in the country. Totally different scene.
And your records this time show that you were there for a year and a half. You accept that was correct?
Yep.
You said that there was physical abuse occurring at Hotterville, but you didn't get a hiding on the first night, is that right? And we're referring to paragraph 88 of your statement?
Yeah, it wasn't that as bad as the other boys that I've been to before that. But it was still, there was still a lot of play-ups and bullying going on, but it wasn't as bad.
And you described one night the kingpin. There was still a kingpin system going on at Hotterville?
One night they came into our dorm. It was about 6 to a dorm. A few guys come in, started wake me up, started playing around. I thought it was all a joke. They held me down, tied my arms and legs to the bed with the sheets, with the pillowcases. And then the king, that's when the toughest guy come in, they told him to do it. Sat next to me and he had his gentle and started whacking my thing. And there was a lot of laughing, carrying on, and I couldn't do anything about it. What could I do?
And you were quite humiliated.
Yeah, of course I was.
And that was a theme going throughout your experience, is that right?
Yeah.
There were also other there was another incident when the kingpin came to bully you. Can you tell us about that? Or when a new guy came into Hotterville? Page 17 of your brief of evidence.
Still looking at the last one.
Is that 17 or is it 92?
Paragraph 92. 90, paragraph
92.
17, he's got
a different version, sorry.
Because the kingpin was Māori, there were a lot more brown boys in the home at the time as well. I wasn't bullied as much. One time another guy came, he was big, he was quite big. He started trying to think that he could get his way and pick on the young ones and bully the kids as well, the younger ones, and try to make a statement for himself. And so he got two of them trying to show each other up and who's the toughest here. It's all a big competition behind the scenes, you know, behind the staff, what they don't know goes on behind the scenes. They have no idea what's going on.
And that was Billy Puka Tanu. Some of the evidence submitted on day 7 of the Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry, Dulau, Our Pacific Voices, Tatala e Pulonga public hearing at the Whale o Samoa in Mangere, Auckland. The full statement, or the link to the full statement of Billy, is in our live post description.